Blueprint Reviews.
What to read and what to watch, because Lord knows it's not whatever's on the telly at the moment. It's what's in a box set or available on demand. So first up for this week's Blueprint Reviews, we have independent film and TV reviewer Zach Hepburn. Zach, what should we be catching up on and watching this week?
Good morning, Michael. We should be taking a trip to New York City for a little bit of a sabbatical with Abby and Alana, the two main characters of Broad City, which is quite a satirical comedy in many respects. It follows two BFFs who go through New York City in their daily misadventures of life, love, work, romance, and all the, you know, complicated ins and outs in between. I find it incredibly endearing. It's an amazing half an hour series, which really, injects a fantastic element of friendship that is somewhat missing from some of the other sort of girl-centric shows that are out there. You know, think of, you know, Lena Dunham's Girls. All the central characters kind of detest each other in a way, but you're looking at Broad City here. This is a bond between two best friends, and they couldn't make it through life without one another, and it's very infectious.
It's a terrific story that goes behind this show, which is that the two women were kind of comic collaborators for years, and they had a YouTube series that was seen by Amy Poehler, who was on Parks and Recreation.
Very much so. I mean, this you're looking at now the multi-screen world converging to create, television content. Obviously, YouTube channel was a huge viral sensation seen by many around the world, and now they're being able to take those small micro-episodes and flesh them out into, you know, a very successful series. They're into the second season at the moment, and you're looking at a show that, you know, laid its groundwork fairly early on in the first season, setting up characters, and now in the second season, it's really having a lot of fun putting them into strange, very surreal circumstances, you know, the hyper kind of stylized New York City that they live in with, you know, like hallucinations and dream sequences and, you know, romantic sort of ambitions is really something kind of out of a Woody Allen film in some respects. So it's great to see what the two creators have been able to do with that, and of course they star as well. So there's a great sense of, authorship with the series.
I really take what you're saying about the way in which New York is shot in it, like a show like Louie. This is, each episode works almost like a short film. A lot of care goes into creating this kind of hyper-stylized milieu.
So much so, yeah. They're micro-narratives in a respect, you know, and that's what's so great about the series is a sort of thing to catch up on. You can kind of dip in and out of it. You know, you don't have to have any kind of context to watch an episode of Broad City. All you need to know is that the two central characters, Abby and Alana, love each other and they want the best for each other, but sometimes they get a little bit mixed up in life.
I have to say, for clarity's sake too, my last question to you included the word milieu, and I would hate that to suggest that this is anything other than wet yourself funny, because really it's not high-minded. This is ludicrously comedic.
You know, it's hysterical in many respects, and I think again the likability of the two central leads really sell the jokes and the one-liners, and it's a show that could be very conventional in some respects, but their, you know, creativeness that they're bringing to it is really quite very much enjoyable.
Two seasons, 10 episodes apiece, easy to catch up on video on demand platforms. I've been talking with Zach Hepburn about Broad City. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, Michael.
So when it comes to books, what is it that you should be pulling off the shelf and catching up with? I'm joined by Fiona Steger at Avid Reader in Brisbane. Fiona, what reading matter have you brought for us today?
Today we've got The Life of Houses by Lisa Gorton. Lisa's an award-winning poet, and this is her debut novel. And it's about a woman, Anna. She owns a gallery in Melbourne. She's recently separated from her husband, and she wants to take a week to spend time with a new lover. So she sends her poor teenage daughter, Kit, off to her parents and the sister who cares for them. And Anna's estranged from the family, so Kit hasn't visited them since she was a babe. So there she is, a teenager, awkward, thrust into her mother's family and her mother's past.
Fiona, I really enjoyed this book, and I think it's an extraordinary debut novel, but one of the reasons it's so kind of accomplished and confident, as you say, is Lisa's a very experienced writer as a poet. How do you think her poetry has shaped this novel?
I think she's done a beautiful job of descriptions and certainly turning the house into a character. I think only a poet can do that, make the rooms in an old crumbling house almost characters in themselves. She's got a very fine language and construction, as you would expect from a poet, but it's clean and clear, and it's not alienating to the reader at all. It's very warm. It's also hypervigilant. I found all of the characters were hypervigilant about everything around them, and that made you to be in their skin in so many ways.
I think that's a really interesting way of thinking about it. I hadn't thought about it in those terms. Can you talk a bit for our listeners about the kind of narrative push of it? Because sometimes when poets turn to fiction, it's beautiful vignettes, but there's no kind of undercurrent of forward momentum. That's not true of this book, is it?
No, and I think Lisa did a wise thing by alternating the characters in the chapters. So you hear Anna's story and then you contrast it with Kit's story. And I think that was a clever way to drive the narrative forward. And it's a subtle story, but I found it compelling.
Look, Fiona, that's a lovely recommendation. That's Life of Houses by Lisa Gorton. It's out now. It's published by Girimondo Press, but it's available at all good bookshops, including Avid Reader. I've been speaking with Fiona Steger of Avid Reader. You're listening to Blueprint for Living on RN and Radio Australia with me, Michael Williams.